Hello, today is November 8th, 2014. It just turned to November 9th, but we're going to pretend it's still November 8th, okay? I'm Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com. I'm a writer and artist, and this is going to be what Jersey Droz, who is one of the people hosting the Art Sound Off Challenge, labels a laundry list journal. Or shopping list. Well, laundry list doesn't really make sense to me. I guess shopping list. I've never made a list for laundry. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. But anyways, basically it's just a long list of the things that I went through today. And I don't really know how to make the other sort of analytical journal. Like, I've seen everyone else do it and like having a theme and stuff, and I think that's really cool. But when I try to do themes, I just end up ranting, like, Fox News talking head style. This is my feelings, and everyone else is wrong because blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to talk about what I did today, and today is a weekend day, so I did not do that much work today. I tried to take this opportunity to go out and meet people. In the old town I lived in, I didn't do a lot of stuff, which meant I thought there was nothing to do, but there was a lot to do in the South Bend area. I was just too meek or shy to go to groups. And so I decided this time, when I moved here, I made the conscious decision that I was going to reach out and try to meet lots of people. Go in with the idea that people are friendly and want to be nice to me, that people aren't my enemy. Any negative thoughts I start to have, it'd be like, if I start to think someone's stupid, I'd slap that down, or this or that. I try to get rid of most of my judgmental thoughts. Because, when you finish college and you work from home, it's a little bit hard to make friends. And so that was one of my goals. And I actually had a really positive experience this morning right out the door. I saw a woman walking her dog, and I was walking my dog. And so I asked her if we could introduce our dogs, because my dog gets really weird around other dogs. And she hesitated for a minute. And she pointed out that my dog was showing a lot of nervous body language. And she seemed to be worried. And then she decided that, yeah, she'd like to introduce them, but she just wanted to walk side by side. And she was talking about how she learned this from Cesar Millan on Animal Planet. And we walked back and forth like two or three times. You know, this woman took a lot of time out of her day to help me socialize my dog. And by the end, my dog wasn't anxious or nervous. He'd calmed down a lot. He stopped showing that avoidant behavior. I was just really happy with what happened. I was really happy I got to talk to her and meet her. And she said she was happy too, because the dog she'd been walking was a rescue and it actually had problems with small dogs previously. So that was just a really good experience. And if I would have gotten defensive and said, oh, my dog's not nervous, you're misreading it, or no, that's the way he always is, I wouldn't have had that experience. So I'm really glad that I had the ability to be humble enough to go, oh, okay, so you think there's a problem here, let's address it and see what happened. So, and my dog was actually really happy too. He loved it. He came in such a good mood, a much better mood than he is usually when we finish our walks. So this morning, my husband was nice enough to take me to go see the Nano group at the Firefly Cafe. Today we met up. And I shared very little my book, which is the complete opposite of how I used to be, where I used to be like, my multiverse, listen to me, all my characters. I just shared like a small summary and I listened to other people talk. And that was really fun. I'm not going to share the details of their books because I don't have permission to. But the women there that were older than me, some by a couple years, some by a couple decades. And I would consider one of them definitely my writing senpai, because she's completed NaNoWriMo, like, every year since 2005, back when I was still doing, like, text roleplays and fanfics. So I hope we can become friends and I can get lots of feedback from her. They actually held a write-in right after the informal meeting we had, but I can't participate in those because I don't have a laptop. And I'm not really sure if I need to, because those are supposed to use peer pressure to get you to increase your word count. But my word count's fine. I basically write as fast as humanly possible. Until I improve my typing speed and accuracy, my speed's not really going to go up because I don't stop a lot while I'm writing. I'm just like, okay, it was a dark and stormy night. Then bam, 1,500 words later. Once I get started, I don't really have problems with that, especially if I have the outline. And then later in the evening, I went to a social anxiety group. It was informal. It wasn't run by a therapist or anything. now. My husband says that he doesn't think that I have social anxiety, and he might be right. I might be misdiagnosing myself. Some people do that. I do know that I have, like, had issues with social groups in the past, and I definitely have issues with, like, loud noises, big crowds, chaotic crowds, and I was very introverted in high school and college because I didn't know, like, when there wasn't an itinerary, I was very shy about going to events because I didn't know what was going to happen, and I had a very avoidant personality about that stuff, but like I said at the beginning, I was wanting to hoping to get to know more people here in town. And it was, like, a really positive experience. Like, I already found myself, like, really invested in, like, the well-being and happiness of the people I met tonight. And I would really like to keep going to those meetings if they keep happening, like, the informal events. However, I feel a little bit socialed out now, so I'm gonna put off going to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation for another week. I want to make a really good impression when I go, so I'll probably pick a week we're not doing too much. I didn't work on my NaNoWriMo or comic today. I just used this weekend for getting out and meeting people, and I have a whole week coming up where I'm not going to leave the house at all, so I can definitely catch up on that stuff. Just a final note to everyone, I guess I should put this at the beginning. I'm sorry if you listen for like 6 minutes, but Art Soundoff is awesome. I'm a little, like, of recent episodes, I'm just gonna do, like, a spiel here. I've already put comments and stuff on people's episodes, but if you're listening to this, I gotta say I'm a little, and you have to follow the Art Soundoff tag and listen to the episodes, but I gotta say I'm a little bit jealous of Bits Fair having such a polished style and a good product so early. Like, today she posted her rough stuff on Twitter, and even her first comic shows craft, patience, and ability that is far beyond my current skill level. And then Owen Jolland's shared tales of his own investment and working with, like, highly recommended sources, which are still affordable, you know, that's cool that he invested smartly. And it made me realize that I need to be selective and focused about what I pursue. And then his additional tales of sleepless nights make it clear that one does not get into comics easily. And I'm wondering if I actually have, like, hearing about their experiences and how they got to the current skill level that they're at, it makes me wonder if I actually have enough, like, grit and determination and work ethic to earn a seat at the table, I guess is a way to put it, to improve my ability to the way that it should be. I do practice every day, but is it too half-hearted? I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that's my laundry list or shopping list or list style journal entry of what I did today. Not exactly art blogging, but, there were two events I went to for the first time. Once I get more routine, I'll probably stop reporting on them. And, thank you for listening. Bye.